that you had around the house?
Well, I'm
not what's growing underneath your cedar tree? I've got to get that one under here.
A Cape Chestnut bush.
Your Cape Chestnut bush, yes, for a gardenia, is that right? Or is that correct?
Yeah.
It's a gardenia, right. You've got a
Cape Chestnut. Some call that, some call it gardenia. I don't know which is right.
Cape Chestnut. Well, as I said, I'd never heard of either before, so. Neither's right. Okay, what did you used to call your father's father?
Grandpa.
Okay, and your father's mother?
Grandmother.
Okay.
My grandma, either one.
Right. And what did you call, is it Christine? She's your
daughter.
Right. And she's not just a daughter, she is not female, because you don't use that term. She's not a little boy, she's not even little anymore, she's being, what? She's not a boy, she's a...
I'm not following you there.
She's a girl.
Girl?
Yeah, girl, right, okay. I get myself all mixed up trying to explain things, okay. Now, at one time, they did not have doctors who delivered babies. What might deliver a baby?
What might deliver them?
Yes. You'd call her a what? If it wasn't a doctor, and you had a woman who came in, perhaps.
I knew nigger women used to do it, but I don't know what to call them.
Okay. Now, Jim looks very much like you, so you would say he...
My son?
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
When you say somebody looks like you, what do you say? What word do you use? When somebody looks like you, they... something. Alan and Amy both... I know the word you want.
Okay. He does look like you, though. Okay.
Favors, yeah.
All right, would you say he would favor you?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 We were talking about that old razor strap being used for purposes other than which it was originally intended before. If you had used on you, what might you say happened? You got what? Or you had a good
whipping.
Okay. We talked about that earlier. There were seven of you children, and your mother did what to get you grown? She
raised
you. She raised you, right. I must ask you this one. Okay, there was if a child in the neighborhood was born to a woman and she was unmarried, what would you call the child?
You want me to tell you what I always heard?
Yeah, please. Okay, fine. I had to ask that one. Okay. Your brother's son is called your...
nephew.
Okay. Now, if there were any children who had lost their mother and father, they would be...
if their mother and father were dead, the children were left as what?
Orphans.
Okay. Now, let's say you were the person who was to look after these orphans. You would be called the children's... Or when an orphan is looked after by its legal...
I don't know what you want, but I can't...
Well, that's okay. Now let's say you were going to have people, all your cousins and nieces and nephews and brothers and everything over. You say that you were going to have your...
homecoming.
Well, okay, but all these people are called your...
nieces, nephews.
All together they are your what?
Okay. All these people that live around here, what do you refer to them?
Friends.
Well,
neighbors.
Okay, they are your friends and neighbors, but if they are, If they're your brothers and sisters.
They're your what?
And they're yes, they're related
kinfolk.
To you.
Kinfolk.
Okay, fine. All righty. Now let's say, now all these people around here are your kinfolks, and we're running out of things, but okay, let's go on. What was the name of the mother of Jesus? And, what was the name of the mother of Jesus? Her name, okay. What was